Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, August 8th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Albert Stanley, 1st Baron Ashfield. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the fascinating stories behind notable figures from history. Today, we'll be exploring the life of Albert Stanley, 1st Baron Ashfield, a name that might not come up in your everyday conversation, but whose influences have rippled through the fabric of British transport and politics. So buckle up as we take you on a journey through time. Albert Stanley was born on July 22, 1865, in a town in England called Loughborough. His early world was shaped by the burgeoning Industrial Revolution, an era defined by incredible technological advancements and societal shifts. Can you imagine growing up in a time when the dynamism of industry was colliding with the quaintness of rural life? This was the playground where young Albert grew up, surrounded by coal mines and factories. After completing his education at the prestigious King Edward School, he swiftly embarked on a career in civil engineering. This was no small feat for a young man in the late 19th century, particularly given the gender norms and economic disparities of the time. Albert's trajectory in life was not just about personal ambition. It was about contributing to a society on the brink of monumental change. Have you ever thought about how our education systems could shape not just individuals, but entire industries? In 1888, Albert's career took him across the Atlantic to Canada, where he worked on the Grand Trunk Railway. Picture it, a young engineer brimming with ambition amidst the backdrop of vast landscapes and the whistle of train engines. The railway was transformational, and Albert recognized its importance both for the economy and the people it served. Finding work in Canada solidified his status as a competent engineer and gave him a taste of the international nature of his profession, foreshadowing his eventual return to England. Upon his return in the early 1900s, it was a time of swift changes in transportation in the UK. Entering the world of London's transport, he quickly climbed the ranks. In 1908, Stanley was appointed the chief engineer of the London Underground, a pivotal role that would have a lasting impact on the city's infrastructure. Can you imagine the difficulties involved in coordinating such a colossal system? The complexities of running one of the world's first underground railways would have certainly demanded a visionary mindset. Stanley's leadership was crucial during World War I, as he oversaw the transport system that was utilized to support the war effort. The stress of managing logistics during such turbulent times must have been enormous. Today, with our reliance on technology and efficiency in logistics, it's hard to fathom what it took back then without the conveniences we enjoy now. After the war, the world was different. Transportation needs had evolved. The London Passenger Transport Board was formed, uniting various services under one umbrella, with Stanley's vision guiding them. It was with his firm belief that a reliable public transport system was integral to social cohesion that he advocated for the expansion and modernization of the system. By 1932, his hard work and dedication were recognized when he was made Baron Ashfield. But his vision for transport didn't end there. He pushed for improved services, electric trains, and motorization of various parts of the transport system. Imagine being a typical Londoner at that time, witnessing these innovations firsthand. How much do we take for granted our ability to commute without a second thought today? Let's pause for a moment and consider the ethical implications of transport development. As infrastructure expanded, it often led to displacements and changes in community fabrics. While infrastructure can bring about tremendous growth, it can also result in societal upheavals. Reflecting on this part of Stanley's legacy, what do you believe should be prioritized in today's infrastructural changes? Stanley's work in transportation was not just geographical. It paved the way for transformational ideas about urban design and planning. In a world where we are constantly discussing future technology, think of the groundwork laid by visionaries like him. Would we be where we are today without such leaders who dared to dream big? In addressing societal challenges, Stanley was also notable for philanthropic work. With ample privileges and status as a baron, he understood the importance of giving back. Whether promoting education or supporting traveling exhibitions for the public, his commitment showcased an understanding that societal advancements should benefit all, not just a select few. To sum up this expedition through the life of Albert Stanley, 1st Baron Ashfield, we can see the deep interconnections between engineering, social responsibility, and the fabric of modern society. His journey takes us from the railways of Canada to the bustling streets of London and into a legacy that paved the way for public transport systems worldwide. As we draw this episode to a close, I encourage you to dig deeper into the lives of figures like Albert Stanley. Consider how their contributions shape our everyday lives, sometimes in ways we may overlook. What does your daily commute look like without the groundwork laid by such visionaries? Thanks for riding along with us today on Wikipedia. If these stories of influential figures spark curiosity in you, don't stop here. Dive into history, look beyond the obvious, and engage with the vast reservoir of human experience. Until next time, keep questioning, keep discovering, and keep embracing knowledge.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Albert Stanley, 1st Baron Ashfield. Thanks for listening. See you next time.